Welcome to Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Sujatha. And nothing's off limits. Ooh. And we keep it real.
I forgot to take off my grill.
Do you see this little big old hunk of?
No.
Yes, it hurts like a. Mm-mm. All right. I already had one right here. I had one right here and it was like pus. Wait, is it recording?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, there's no sexy way to take off Invisalign.
Yes, there's
not. It's so gross because you have to like
just get in there
and get in there out, and then kind of slurp
whatever so all our saliva doesn't come out with it. Yes,
super sexy. Oh, and then Chaz has them too. Mm-hmm. So
both y'all are being sexy together.
Yeah,
non-sexy together.
Well, yes, but it's so funny because one time I put his tray in my mouth, like I try to. Because they were like side by side. I didn't realize. I didn't smell them.
Have you smelled your trays?
No, my God. I try. No, I don't want to. I do brush them.
I do too. But if you like.
I'm sure. Yes, I'm sure. But I'm super anal now because before I had Invisalign, I don't know if this happens to you. I don't know if this is like older people problems that. Whenever you're chewing like meat or something, like, you know, your problem spot.
Yes.
Okay.
I think me and you have the same problem.
Yeah. But now that I have had Invisalign, my problem spot has changed and it's changing.
Yeah.
So I'm super anal. It's probably a good thing because I floss my teeth all the time, multiple times a day, because I constantly am getting food in my.
Right.
So, and then I don't want to put the trays back in on top of the food.
Right.
So it's kind of gross. Well,
so you don't have them on as much as you need to have them on.
No, I do. I do. I just have to, you know, when I'm home, I have to do that because not when
when you go out to a restaurant, do you take like a flosser or?
No, but then I put them on because I know what's going to happen.
Okay, that's actually good.
Yeah.
I just continue keep eating and eating. I'm like, oh, what's the point of me putting it back on? Because I'll be eating the whole time. Like, you know, some people just finish eating and they you can put it back on.
I do. But whenever... either Chaz goes to bed or I go to bed, and you know, it's not going to be a sex night because one or the other has a grill on. They put it on.
Yeah.
Right. So Chaz is like, oh, well, I guess I'm not going to get any.
That's a good way of just saying you don't have to say anything. But wait, why do you not have sex when you have Invisalign on?
No, I'm just saying not to kiss, not kissing.
You don't have to kiss though.
I know you don't. One time I did that. Like, I don't know. I woke up really ready to go. Yeah. I have no idea because normally I'm not really a morning person, but I'm telling you, this testosterone has done wonders.
Okay. I got to try it.
You guys, I don't know if your body needs testosterone, if you have a low libido, if you're going to perimenopause or menopause. I got to tell you, since taking testosterone, my libido has been up. And not only has it been up, but it just feels better.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm like turning into a dude or something. Oh, I know what it is. Because yes, I mean, I have a vibrator too. So I'm having an orgasm every time we have sex, you know?
Yeah.
But one time it was like in the morning. And normally, yeah, you're not going to kiss in the morning because I am very picky. Mm. I don't know how when people watch movies and they wake up and they start making out. That's not me.
Yeah,
I
think about that all
morning
the time.
Morning breath and just all gross.
Yes, I think about that all the time.
Yeah. Maybe this is just me being very anal.
Yeah.
Or maybe like, so gross. Like, why do you think like that? Is that when people in the movies, if they slept all night, whatever, or sometimes they even have had sex. And in the morning, they wake up and they're making out and the guy goes down on her. And I'm just like, I don't know. Like, I'm not super, like, super fresh and... there's already had, like had sex the night before. Yeah. You know, like you didn't like wash or something.
Good luck.
I'm like,
to the
does
guy.
That really happen? Because at first, if Chaz tried it, I'd be like, no.
Yeah.
Let's like,
let me go take a shower.
Just something because I don't know. Maybe it's just me. And maybe I'm just terribly
just
anal about that stuff.
We're just clean. So at least our husbands are happy with that. But then again, I don't think guys care.
I don't think they do, but I care so much. And so. In the morning, I was trying to rub on his back or whatever, give him some signals. And so we had sex. And then afterwards, he was like, I was trying so hard for you not to be able to tell I still had my Invisalign on. He was trying not to talk to me, not to do anything.
Oh, my
gosh.
Because
he felt like such a big dork. But then he didn't want to stop and take it out because he'd ruin the moment.
He's like, mouth shut the whole time.
Basically. And I had already had an opportunity to take mine out.
This is like after the kids are sleeping. I mean, gone to school.
No, this was on the weekend. like before they woke up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so when I think like,
before
really?
I woke up. Yeah.
So you gotta like sure the door shut.
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure you leave your door open.
I know I do. So, like, I know I do.
Do they automatically know when your door is shut?
That's well, I think because you know Donovan's starting to get
curious,
mindful. I don't know. I'm aware. Sure he knows. Yes, but most times he's going to sleep way early now because he wakes up early. But the summertime was hard. We talk about summer
sex,
which is super hard to get because these kids stay up forever. And I mean, I stay up, but I'm not staying up to 12:30 having sex. Yeah. Like I'm browsing my Daily Mail. I'm not trying to get any at that time.
Yeah, it's just funny because we have our door shut all the time.
Okay, so that's good.
So regardless, they just know that they don't knock on the door. Which they should.
Okay.
Just walk in.
Okay. That's what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to start having to lock it because little miss, if the door is closed, like Donovan will knock and he'll wait for us, but little miss will knock and I don't think she understands the whole purpose of knocking.
Yeah.
She'll knock
in. She's giving you a heads up.
Yeah. There was one time she did walk in on us, but it was dark and I don't think she saw because
what are y'all doing?
I know.
What's going on?
And Chaz was like, damn it. And so I was able to get her back to sleep. Mommy and daddy aren't quite to bed yet.
Yeah.
And he was like, did the moment pass? I'm scared she's going to come in. So yeah, we can't. We're done here. We're done. And he was so upset.
Dang,
so I think
Laurel,
we'll start having to lock the door.
Yeah, I lock the door. I keep it shut anyhow. But then when they lock it, they know that, you know, taking a shower or doing. We don't need y'all in the room.
I just don't know how you still have a queen bed.
Yeah, we have a queen
girl.
Bed. Well, between me and Bob, queen is more than big enough.
Don't you like the space? Room for like your activities and stuff?
No.
Oh, I need space.
No, the only reason why I would get a bigger bed is so our kids can sleep in there with us.
Otherwise,
me and Bob don't need another bed. I mean, we don't need a bigger bed.
That's so liberating.
Especially, do you take up a lot of space? He doesn't move and I don't move.
Listen, I don't take up a lot of space because I can't take up a lot of space because Nala sleeps in the middle of us and she pushes me. Like I have a little sliver.
With the king, you still have a little bit.
Yes.
So Chai is now sleeping in the middle of us. He was sleeping at the foot.
Okay,
now he
see?
Comes back. But we still have like
oh yeah, because
but you've got Nala,
China.
You've got a third person in your
and she
bed.
Doesn't lay against Chaz. She lays it only against me.
Really?
Yes. Aww. And
girl power.
I know you're not like a dude who like gets air when they sleep, side, like move the whole side. Bed.
Yeah, no, and then the blankets all come. No.
Yes. How the fuck? Like I don't understand how not only the flat sheet comes up from the bottom. How does the fitted sheet also come from the side? Like, what are you doing over there? It doesn't happen when we're having sex, but like, what are you doing in your sleep that it happens?
Right. And I don't know. But then there's some people that sleep like they're like totally turned.
Oh, yes.
And I'm like, wait, how, like, did you like get possessed?
Like a child?
Yes. But I'm like, how do you sleep? Because they're like, oh, my feet's hanging off the bed or my head's
okay. I do have to have a foot because you know,
yes, we both
our temperature stuff, especially right now with our hormones fluctuating. We want it the fan on,
regardless,
really cold. We need a blanket, regardless, not only for like comfort but also safety.
Yes, to feel like that something. Comfort blanket, the weighted blanket, or that comfort blanket.
Yes, if someone's gonna get me, they can take me easier without the blanket.
You're always thinking like crime wise, but well,
girl. Okay. I've been watching Love is Blind Brazil. And the new season, if you haven't started watching it, the new season, I think it's called Second Chance at Love or Love at Any Age. I don't know. But it's 50 and up. And so a lot of them have been married before or have older kids. Mm-hmm. So it's really interesting because, first of all, I think it's a great idea because you still need to find someone if you want to. You still can have love at any age. There's someone on there that's like 70.
Oh,
so,
okay. I got
So I think it's really interesting. And I will say, though, like it's really sped up than than normal Love is Blind. The other cool part is that they all still want to have sex.
That's pretty interesting. The girls too.
Yes.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I'm like, that's great. Maybe they naturally hit a point.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they say like women also have a peak, but I never really had that.
They say peaks are for women are like 35 or above or 40 or above.
Oh, well. Okay. Well, then if it's 40, then.
But that's because you're supplementing.
Right. But it wasn't naturally.
It's not naturally. But I'm just saying, I don't know what I was hoping for that same. Mm-hmm. Also, I think my peak was like in the 20s.
Well, yeah, I think everyone has a peak in 20s because you had never had sex before. So, yeah, I mean, that's like letting animal that's been caged up loose. You don't want to get back in the cage. You're like, let's go explore. Let's do all this crazy shit. Yeah. Well, I just thought it was really cool because they have the same kind of desires as even the young people do. And they want to do the same things and they want to share something special. So I guess my point is, mm-hmm. even if something happens to you, mm-hmm. you still deserve to be happy, right? And some of them are divorced. And so I was thinking, okay, trying to see out of the women or the men, which ones were divorced versus widowed or any other reason.
Okay, so how many were, what was the percentage?
More of the women were divorced than the men. So then I was like, okay, just in general, who files more, women or men? And so I looked it up and it said, women file 70% of the time.
Is this nationwide or world?
U.S.
U.S. Okay.
U.S. And before I actually looked at the age of when this happens, I was telling my friend, I bet you it's around 40 because I feel like you start realizing what you deserve, your worth, mm-hmm. life is too short.
Yes, absolutely.
You're more comfortable in who you are and everything.
Yes.
And it literally said
take anybody's
40.1 years old is when women initiate divorce most of the time.
And it's 70% of women?
70%. Now, in a non-marital relationship, it said both women and men are pretty much equal in ending relationships, but in marriage,
they are the ones who
file. Yes. And it said the top five reasons women file are infidelity, lack of commitment or emotional connection, abuse, physical, verbal, emotional, okay. substance abuse or other destructive behaviors, and financial problems or instability. And now there's obviously other contributing factors. It'd be constant conflict, growing apart, lack of intimacy, and unequal distribution or division in domestic responsibilities. Like you just get tired.
That all makes sense. And that's mm-hmm. kind of relatable though, right?
Yeah. Like, I mean, you start thinking like, shit, if I'm doing this shit anyway by myself,
why do I need you?
Why am I just not doing it?
And so do you think a lot of people stay in it for the kids then?
I do.
Is it that women realize that they don't want to deal with it? Like, I wonder mm-hmm. what was the top?
I think it's a few things, right? I think if it's something that, if you're having this issue now, it's not going to get any better.
But that issue's been there from the beginning. You just didn't see it or you didn't focus on
it. Or you're just
tired of it.
Or you figure, if I'm going to be like this, I might as be like this by myself. And you're already unhappy.
70%. So I'm like counting in my head of all the friends that have gotten divorced that I know of. It is the women that have initiated it.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes. There's women that have initiated it.
Uh-huh.
Now that I think of it, when you're looking at it, you just think both of them.
Yeah.
I mean, there can be where both of them want the divorce and the guys want the divorce as well too, but guys are lazy. They won't go and make the effort to like file.
Well, I also think that a lot of them don't think the women would file for divorce, right?
Yeah, that's true too.
Like they don't have the balls or the means or the brains or something to navigate that. But I'll tell you what. So I looked it up and a lot of the people who are willing just to hold out for the kids, that actually is really bad, not only for yourself staying in a relationship that's like an unhappy marriage, but also for the kids. So if you're using that as an excuse, I mean, you're subjecting yourself, your kids to seeing.
But do you think at age 40, you're not willing to compromise as much at this age?
100%.
You were willing to take, you were able to compromise and be able to handle all that the way the person was or whatever the flaws or mm-hmm. whatever. We all have flaws. But I think, is it because we just don't have that, the capacity to tolerate it anymore?
Yeah. Like mm-hmm. if you were one who did everything and now you're just tired of it. Like you basically enable them to just not have to worry about any of that stuff. And now you want things to change.
So yeah, there's a lot. Yeah. I totally, I'm just playing devil. I'm just, oh yeah. Like, okay. So at the same time, I feel like, do you just keep on taking it and never communicate that? Or you just kind of fed up because you kept it inside. You never communicated to your partner.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I think it's twofold. Oh, I'm tired of doing this. Yeah. I think it's twofold. I think for one, yeah, you communicate it. But if it is just staying consistent and nothing's happening and they're not trying, then.
Because he's probably thinking or she's thinking, I've been doing it for so many years. What the issue?
Yeah, I know. And you're just like digging yourself a deeper hole, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way I think. I'm such a proponent of if you're not happy, I'm good with divorce. I don't want to say I came from a divorced family because I didn't. My parents got a divorce, gosh, like maybe 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. But I always knew that, and I don't want to say loveless, but it was more of a roommate type situation.
Mm-hmm. And you felt, you knew that.
And I knew this.
Did you know it by just observing things?
Yeah,
or did you know
and I could just tell mannerisms and stuff like that. It was just like, together for convenience. And growing up, I could tell you, I always said they should have gotten divorced way long time ago. And I know also it's like a cultural thing.
Yes.
To get divorced. It really doesn't happen in our culture. No, now it is. Now it is. But before it wasn't like that. But I will tell you, I feel like life is so short. And if you're not happy, you can do something about it.
I'm talking about couples that are married with kids, right? If one has their career going and the other one doesn't, I'm just coming up with an example. Let's say that the wife is the one who compromised and didn't mm-hmm. grow in her career because she decided to be a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah, which happens a lot, yes.
A lot. And so do you feel like they feel stuck?
I feel like they do feel stuck, but a lot of times that doesn't end up happening. Like you'll get alimony, child support and stuff like that for your kids not to see the unhappy marriage mm-hmm. you're going on. For one, you don't want your kids seeing that this is how a marriage is. If you're not happy, but you're just showing them that it's okay to be in an unhappy marriage and stay in this relationship. I'm not saying that a divorce should be like an easy way out. You should work on your marriage, therapy, and do a lot of that stuff. If both parties are willing to try.
Yes, it has to be both parties.
Because if one, it's not going to, it won't.
And if the other one is not going to try, then you already have your answer there.
Exactly.
Right?
I mean, it just goes to show you how much they're willing to work on their relationship and how much they care.
Yes.
But for a woman, and I don't know how you feel, I've always felt like once a woman loses respect for their partner, you can't come back from that. It's very hard.
That's very, wow. But what about a man losing his respect for, would it be both ways?
I think a man can go around and stay in a marriage and not respect the woman. Honestly, I feel like, for a moment there, my mom said it's just like a roommate situation.
Yeah.
And it's hard to be in that position. And I will tell you this, being at their age and so many people, first of all, asked me what I thought about it. And I was like, well, they can do whatever they want. Mm-hmm. They don't have to worry about me and what I think about it.
Right.
Because I'm not in their lives.
Right.
I'm happy. Mm-hmm. Is this their shot at being happy? Great. Take it. I already know they're not happy together. So why not?
And let me ask you, is your mom happy?
Girl.
She seems.
She does more stuff than me. That's what I said. Like,
well, that's saying a lot. Cause well, you give me anxiety. Well,
then you have the flip side, right? Like, well, what are they going to do at this point? Like people really think that you can't find someone at 65 and 70.
I don't think that's true.
Well, people are like, well, why didn't they just like stay together at this point? Right. You hear that all the time.
Yes, I do. And I just heard that.
And I was like, I was the first one saying, well, so they can at least be happy. If they're not happy together, they could probably be happy by themselves.
Yes. You don't need to have some.
Exactly.
So when that relationship goes sour or divorced, do people like want to still find a partner, or are they just happy being by themselves?
Well, I think you need some time to self-reflect and, you know, kind of focus on yourself and what it is that you really want and what's important to you. And if you have kids, focus on the kids and stuff. But I really think there's no kind of time for grief or to meet someone. I think just life happens. And if 2 months later you meet some guy who's a really good guy or some woman, you do what the fuck you want.
Yeah. I just thought, like, you know, you've been together with somebody for this many years, mm-hmm. and it didn't work out. That kind of like leaves a...
For sure. And maybe you had all intents to wait to date or meet anyone. But I also feel like if someone comes into your life that you're like, wow, this is a really good person, like, I don't think you should let anyone judge you for pursuing that.
No,
or just...
I don't know. Not. I don't think anybody's going to judge. I just feel like...
Girl, please. Oh, my God. Yes, for sure. People judge so many people when they're not in that situation. Like, how could you do that? She just got divorced. You see it all the time, especially with men who get remarried within a year.
I mean, you're already being judged anyways for like going through a divorce.
Yeah, that's my thing. Like, fuck it. Fuck everyone else.
Everyone's going to have
something to say. Yes, everyone's going to have something to say. The key is find your happiness, because I feel like when you have kids and you let this go on just to have the idea of a marriage as a union, that's also not fair to them. To just be married because right. you have kids. These kids are very impressionable. Mm-hmm. They see the good, bad, the ugly. If it's a terrible relationship and they're exposed to that, they're going to feel like that's the way the relationship goes for right. either a daughter or a son. The daughter is going to think that that's okay and then get in the same type of relationship. The cycle continues.
I just think a lot of people don't realize anything's wrong with their relationship until the kids are gone. That's when it's like reality. I've seen mm-hmm. this on some of my older friends. That's like, the kids are gone. The husband's retired. We don't know what to do with each other.
Yeah.
Like, you figure out, like, I really don't like the
See,
person.
I have heard that so many times. Mm-hmm. But this is why it's important to me to not make it all about the kids.
Yes.
To have your own identity as your own person. As yourself, as a couple, do date nights, keep the spark alive, take trips. That's just between you and your partner. Not all the kids have to go to every trip. You right. need to recharge. You need to remember why you guys fell in love and it isn't about the kids yep. because then you lose yourself.
You lose yourself and each the relationship. Other. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. you have to make it a priority. And
I know a couple of people that's happened to.
And if you were never aware of that going through those years, mm-hmm. then that's fine. But if you are aware of it and just stick it out for the kids, then I think that they can easily pick up on that. And it was also saying how you would make the kids feel guilty that you just stayed in the relationship for them.
Right. And you're not doing yourself justice either.
Right.
Because I feel like at the back of the mind, even if you keep on going... And you're doing it for your kids. You yourself are not happy.
Yeah, you are the example for your kids.
Yes, I don't know. At this age, I really care about my own happiness.
Yeah, you should value yourself.
Yes.
Enough to make a decision mm-hmm. that's going to benefit you, and that you're going to show them, hey, know your worth. If they don't show you, your husband or wife doesn't show you mm-hmm. what you're worth, then they're not worth it.
Right.
I think if it had been part of the culture and things might be different if my family, if they had, would have gotten a divorce earlier. And I don't know, but I will tell you that whenever it did happen and since it's happened, my mom and my dad, like, he was happy. I mean, he's passed away since then, but my mom has lived her best yeah. life since then. I, you know, when you're younger, and I know she would look at us and she would be genuinely happy for us and the fact that we were happy. That's right. What you want for your kids. You want your kids to have a great marriage, to be with whoever they want to be with, to feel happy, feel loved and respected. You want that. But I could also tell in her eyes that she did not have that. And it would make me sad.
Right.
So I am very happy that that happened. And she's found a good group of women. And there's a lot of, you can still be social and find friends at any age. They've traveled together.
Yeah.
She's taken a cruise.
Yeah.
My mom used to be so scared of flying. Now she flies all the time. She wants to take another cruise. Like, I'm just so happy for her. Like, you know, and not that this means anything. I took it for granted that Chaz is from New York and like I would see like the Statue of Liberty. I've seen all the stuff. And I would think that, oh my God, my parents will never see these things that people talk about. And I know that's not important, but I couldn't help thinking about that. And I really wanted that for them to like be able to do things like that, you know? And I feel like my mom actually is starting to do that. So I'm so happy. I really feel like you're doing yourself a disservice if you are not in a happy relationship, no matter what age you are and no matter what your kids' age are. Like, it's, you need to find your happiness.
I know me personally, I thought about everybody else all the time. And that's just my nature. Like, that's just my personality, to make sure everyone is good, whatever. But I don't know, something just, it just came naturally where I'm like, I need to focus on myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or anybody, like, take, like, my happiness matters.
And I feel like that comes with like life. And we're at a stage right now where we start to naturally have tragedies. People get sick, parents are dying, friends' parents are dying. So you start to realize, man, life is short. Yeah. I don't want to wake up and just have a heart attack in 5 years. And if I do, I want to make sure that I try to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
I took care of myself. And I think there's a slight difference of like gratefulness, happiness, and just being okay with what you have.
I think it all started with your conversation show of like finding love again.
Yes.
I think women do acknowledge that about themselves later on in age. And then they're the ones who make the change. They will stick with it and deal with it because I don't think they think about how they're feeling or how it's affecting them, because it probably didn't affect them that much. But we women, emotions.
Yeah. I mean, one thing I will say is that if you do watch the show, I think it's also liberating because some of them do match up, but then they're like, the women are like, you know what? I don't need this. I know my self-worth and I don't need to be here. All right. Well, that was our podcast. Let us know what you think about, you know, divorcing later on in life or staying with it for the kids.
Yeah.
Don't forget to follow us and rate us wherever you're listening to this podcast. Follow us on our Instagram page at Authentically Moms. Keep telling all your friends about us. And you do you, boo. All right. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.